Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday, which means we will be doing our Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish during the first hour. During the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. George Haddad to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly about the effects of alcohol consumption on the heart. You know, a favorite drum of mine to bang. So let's get right to it. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. Training is going good. As I shared with you off the air, I've had some trouble sleeping the past couple nights because my allergies are bothering me, and even those Breathe Right nasal strips can't help me when my nose gets plugged up. The only solution for me is to move out of Louisville, really. Louisville is the worst place, I believe, or the second worst place to live if you have allergies to airborne things, because the air is like mold soup here.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But other than that, I've been training really hard. I'm getting strong. I've had several people come up to me in the gym, and two friends. I went out to dinner Easter Sunday, and I had a friend of mine look at me and go, "Wow, you're getting really thick." And then he goes, "But I mean in a good way." And I said, "Yeah, I know. Thanks."
So, and that was after an extended time off, right? You were off for a
month. Oh, my God. Well, let's be honest. I've been off for over a year. I mean, I've taken these little pot shots at training and then injured myself and taken little shots at training and injured myself or got derailed by life. And but now I am absolutely committed. I've cut all alcohol out completely, not even the occasional, well, it's my cheat day drink. No alcohol at all, period. End of story.
Yeah.
And, you know, focusing on getting into the gym. I'm doing a 2 days on, 2 days off routine right now. I have not added cardio back into the mix yet. I'm saving that bullet for a little while longer.
Yeah.
But I am tracking my meals. I'm writing down my meals. I'm calculating my calories and my macronutrients, and I'm being serious about it. And the results is already starting to show.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so you went into the gym this morning and had very little time to train. So you said, okay, I've got 5 minutes. That's all you had, right?
Yeah. I've been doing single-legged squats, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks and just building those up, and took my straight line out for a curve this morning. I said I'm going to do as many squats as I can in 5 minutes, and it lasted all of 4 minutes, and I got 100.
That's good.
So, you know, it's a new spin on an old way of doing things. I had set a goal of doing 500 in a row. I did that, but I was averaging 15 a minute, and it wound up taking over 30 minutes straight.
Right.
This way, you know, you compress the time, and now I have a benchmark for which I can either take it, you know, for a longer period of time and try to stretch that work rate out, or do more within the same amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, like the runner who reaches their goal of a 7 minute mile, then the next goal becomes to run 2 7 minute miles back to back, and then 3 7 minute miles back to back. And so now that you've reached this goal, the goal would be, okay, let's see how many I can do in 10 minutes. Can I do 200 in 10 minutes? And then just take it up from there.
I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I think registered both physically and mentally was mixing in a high rep workout where I had been doing, you know, comparatively speaking, lower reps with unilateral work, and then wham, I would say every third or fourth session is optimal for me. You know, I mix in a high rep session like this, whether it be 500 in a row or as many as I can do in 4 or 5 minutes, and it's a profound, profound change in a good way, both mentally and physically.
Yeah. Well, we've got some really good questions today that Rob is taking the time to answer. We're going to get started right away with the first one from Craig Richardson. He says, every time I train, I always come down with colds and just recently a couple of chest infections. I'm wondering if this is due to a weakened immune system, you think, from serving in the Gulf War in 91, or should I be using a supplement like glutamine to enhance the recovery? I've always been a fit lad and hate this two steps forward, two steps back way of training. I'm 44, by the way. Thanks, Rob. All the best.
Yeah, this is a great question because it brings up an issue many of us take for granted. Getting to Gainesville is predicated on good health.
Consistency, right? If you're not healthy, you can't be consistent, right? Right.
Yeah, I mean, you can't gain if you can't train. So, you know, your comments surrounding always being a fit lad, and now this two steps forward, two steps back stuff going on at age 44, kind of made me smile because, you know, I'm right in the same boat, and it leads me to suspect your colds and infections are due to overtraining. It happens to us all. You just can't recover as fast as you used to, and it's easier to overtrain. So, you know, overtraining is well known to compromise the immune system, setting you up for this two steps back part of the equation. And while it is true that glutamine, vitamin C, E, R-alpha-lipoic acid, garlic, and a whole host of other supplements are excellent immune system boosters, there's something more powerful that you can use to avoid slipping into overtraining in the first place. It's easy to take and free. Your waking, resting heart rate. Here's how it works. Ideally, you want to get a baseline reading from which to work with. That's best done during a week off. And it's going to be very revealing to a lot of people who haven't done it before. So here's how to best go about it. Before even getting out of bed in the morning, grab your cell phone or wristwatch or a timer and perform the following exercise. One, pick your pulse up by placing two fingers on the inside of your wrist. Two, count how many pulses occur in 15 seconds. And then three, multiply by four to arrive at a beats per minute figure. That takes a bit of practice, but I use an average of three measurements, and it takes a grand total of about a minute to do all three. Even I've got the patience for that. Now, having said that, let's take a look at what I found out when performing this recently. Important to note, I had been really pushing it, and all of the subjective signs of overtraining were there. 1 week off, and I took my average daily waking heart rate each day. Here's what I found. On Monday, when I started this, my average heart rate per minute was, I saw about 68 beats per minute. By Wednesday, it was 64 beats per minute. By Friday, it was down to 60. And by Sunday, it was down to 56 beats per minute. Monday morning, upon waking up, and I had planned to resume training and did resume training that day, it was 56 beats per minute. So it's clear my body was in an overtrained state. Ultimately, my resting heart rate dropped an incredible 10 beats per minute over those 7 days before normalizing. I didn't change anything, by the way, other than not weight training during that time. The point being, it gave me a true baseline figure to work with, 56 beats per minute. Over the next 3 weeks, a couple times a week, I took my resting heart rate again. And predictably, it started to rise in response to the stress I was imposing on my body. By the end of week four, I was pushing 68 beats per minute again. Here's what's important to you. You can use this diagnostic, and the ideal is to deload or take a week off when you see your resting heart rate rises 8 beats per minute above baseline. Doing so is going to ensure that you don't slip into a state of overtraining where immunity is compromised. So keeping tabs on this has benefits beyond better immune function, by the way. You're going to progress faster in your training, you're going to be stronger, and you're going to avoid injuries associated with overtraining. I hope that helps, Craig.
You know, another thing, if you are looking for a supplement, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this, because we just did a show with Cheryl Brost and Matt Chan, two of the fittest people in the world that make it to the CrossFit World Games every single year. And they both use a product produced by a sponsor of ours that I met 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago, at an A4M convention and worked hard to get them to come on board.
NAC.
And that's Altrian. Their Altrian C product is used by both of these athletes specifically for the reason stated. These are athletes, like most athletes who push themselves to the limit, the immune system becomes compromised because the immune system has to make a decision. Do I repair the workout or do I fight these foreign invaders that are going to cause a cold or an upper respiratory infection?
Right.
And so, you know, if you have one fire department and you have two house fires, they have to make a decision which one to go to first, which means the other one gets sacrificed. Right. And this is why we get sick when we train hard. And so if you're a professional athlete and you have no choice but to train hard, you can't say, well, I'll just take a week off because you got a game, you got an event coming up. So how do you keep yourself from getting sick? Well, you have to do things to boost your immune system. So if in combination with Rob's discussion in monitoring how overtrained you are, you can use the Altrian C product because it has been shown to boost the immune system dramatically. And that's why it's used by those two athletes. So you could check that out. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got plenty of questions. Let's see. The next question to keep you hanging in the wings here is going to be from Adam Traw. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and sign up for your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what everybody else already knows, that the Blueprint Bulletin delivers all the information you need to make it to Gainesville faster. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
So well, served us so well. Travel through hell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Printbulletin.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio. The Subversity Science Roundup will be on tomorrow, Wednesday, instead of Thursday, because I have to travel on Thursday. And I didn't want to have 2 weeks in a row where we did not have the brilliance and benefit of listening to Adele Moussa talk about science in the news. So those of you who want your fix of the Subversity Science Roundup, tune in for the second hour tomorrow. Adam Tross says, hey, Rob, I'm wondering about your thoughts on training a certain body part twice a day. I've heard many elite athletes perform this type of training, had some great gains. I heard that if you perform a central nervous system workout, 80 to 90% one rep maximum, in the AM, you would actually have an increase in power about 4 to 6 hours later. I would then assume that your workout at night would consist of hypertrophy work using 40 to 60% of your one rep max for complete muscular exhaustion and to recruit dormant muscle fibers. Have you ever performed this type of training? If you have, could you provide an example of a typical chest workout that would include your expertise on exercise that would benefit me the most to add more fullness to my chest? Also, what would be your thoughts on taking GABA post-workout on these days to calm down the CNS after the morning workout to better prepare for the PM workout? Your help would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, this kind of workout can be effective, but more so in the context of competitive athletics.
Bingo.
For example, you know, it's well known that many a high-level sprinter is going to squat heavy prior to running their race, and they invariably run their best times that way. I don't think there's any question that exciting the central nervous system prior to competition greases the groove, so to speak. How effective it is as a way to elicit, you know, greater gains in hypertrophy, though, that's largely a question of what you've been doing and how long you run it. So, as an example, and to answer the question more directly, I do have experience with this kind of training, but it goes way back to Leo Costa's Bulgarian burst training. You remember that?
Yeah, I've had him on the show about it. It was called Big Beyond Belief was the book.
Yeah, well, even before Big Beyond Belief, it was Bulgarian Blast. It was either Bulgarian Blast.
No, yeah, that's what it was. He went over there and he learned from the Bulgarians, and that drove all of his writings as he went forward. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, circa the late 80s, early 90s, you know, I remember getting that manual in the mail and just being so excited. But if memory serves, what we did was it consisted of three or four compound movements for the chest and back. Let's say were performed in the AM, and it was done, you know, heavy in the 3 to 5 rep range. We used jump sets, and we rested about 3 minutes in between sets. The PM sessions used the same exercises, but we reversed the order, meaning if we supersetted flat barbell benches and seated rows in the morning workout, seated rows came first in the evening workout. And we also jacked the reps up into the 8 to 12 range in the afternoon or the night. And then we doubled the number of work sets, and we cut the rest periods down to 1 minute in between sets. Did it work? Yeah, it did, for about 3 weeks. Bear in mind, I was all at 19 years old. So, you know, your mileage may vary working out twice a day like that. I wouldn't expect that to work for very long, as overtraining is quickly going to set in. In terms of GABA, GABA is a fine supplement, but it's problematic post-workout given you need essential amino acids and other macronutrients to recover fast from these double sessions, I'll call them. And those essential aminos in particular, the large neutral amino acids, are going to compete and win with GABA for entry across the blood-brain barrier, washing out its effects. You really need to feed your body with this method more so than most others. But even so, complete muscle recovery is impossible in 4 to 6 hours. Complete central nervous system recovery isn't impossible, though. So your thinking here, I think, is spot on. You may want to consider melatonin or 5-HTP, as they'll cross the blood-brain barrier easier and help you quiet the central nervous system, which has been lit up by using heavy weights. Here's the bottom line. This is an advanced method that should only be attempted by somebody with several years with the weights under their belt. It does, quote-unquote, work, but like all training methods, it stops working given the time duration curve. In fact, it'll stop working faster than many other methods due to the stresses imposed on your body, and it quickly leads to overtraining. So if you don't believe that, just apply that little pulse, you know, monitoring your waking, resting heart rate trick that I spoke about earlier. You're going to see it jump really fast when you use this method. But for short-term bursts, as a way to shake it up, it's a worthwhile experiment and likely an effective adjunct to your regular training. I hope that helps, Adam.
Okay, here's my 2 cc's, okay?
Yeah.
Two a day should only be employed by well-trained athletes. It's not something that the average person should start doing because they want to become a well-trained athlete. Recovery is critical to progress. I take a totally different approach. I think meditation can work for you to recharge the system, but I take a totally different approach from the standpoint of using amino acids or agents that will suppress neurostimulation to replenishing them. I think that any of the choline precursors, things like, was it alpha GPC that is a precursor to choline, acetylcholine?
Yep.
Any of those precursors, things like L-tyrosine, I would use, because what you wanted, what happens, the reason the central nervous system gets depleted is because the chemicals that fire across the synapse become depleted. And it takes time for the body to refill, let's say, all of these miniature millions and billions of reservoirs that feed the nervous system.
Yeah.
So if you give it the building blocks for those neurotransmitters to be replenished, then you've got a better shot of coming in later in the afternoon and having some juice, in my opinion. Yeah. But again, unless you've been training for, you know, years and reached that top 1%, I don't see doing two a days at all.
Yeah, completely agree.
All right.
It has potential, but it has as much or more potential to burn you than it does to help you.
Yeah. Andreas Pena says, fun question of the day. What is your favorite meal? Okay, real question of the day is, have you ever ate nothing but meat for a few weeks straight? Also, if I get the Blueprint Bulletin, do I have access to the previous issues? Good questions.
Favorite meal is prime rib, 2 loaded baked potatoes and broccoli with butter. And then I top that off with a slice of cheesecake and enough water to fill a small reservoir.
Yeah.
And then I leave a big, bloated, happy guy. So that's my favorite meal, but with respect to the all-meat diet, this is one thing I can honestly say I haven't done. nothing but meat for a few weeks straight, I think most people wouldn't last long, if for no other reason but the constipation. It brings up an interesting point, though, and this goes for any food. You feed your body the same thing constantly, and it's going to develop a strong dislike for it. You can pick your favorite food, I don't care what it is, eat enough of it and only it, and pretty soon the other foods start looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And I suspect that's the body's way of ensuring it gets enough essential nutrients from a wide variety of foods.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the Blueprint Bulletin, those back issues are available to current subscribers for a discounted fee, but that's going to be changing soon. Speaking of which, April's issue is going to discuss 4 brand new nootropics, including a potent dopamine reuptake inhibitor called amphenolic acid. I bet a lot of folks have never heard of that one. I know it was new to me. But going forward,
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. No, that's one of the few I haven't. But I will by the time the newsletter's out.
I'd like to try it too if you can get some over to me.
Yeah, all right.
You know what is a very popular dopamine reuptake inhibitor and probably the only one that's actually been exploited by humans? Cocaine. Cocaine is a dopamine reuptake inhibitor. That's how it works. Just like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor causes serotonin to pool, that's how cocaine works. I'd love to try that stuff.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Because it's... I'm going to tell subscribers where to get it. So it'll be interesting. Going forward, and as soon as I get the back issues up on the blueprintbulletin.com, they'll be available, albeit at a higher price. So subscribers who get in now will be grandfathered for the discounted back issues until I get them on the website. If you are interested in a particular back issue, Andreas, just, you know, PM me on Facebook or email me which issue you'd like. I'll be happy to make arrangements and have it sent to you.
Okay. Let's jump right to this next question. We'll go a little long on the segment. Angela Bissonette says, "Hey, Rob, still waiting for my trial of the new libido patches. Have my bags packed and everything. LOL. Just wondering, which ephedra brand is the best to get and for a decent price, as well as which website to purchase it from? I tried to buy it from my last source that was pre-mixed version with caffeine, and it was unable to ship to me. I prefer it to be pre-mixed because I'm lazy like that and, frankly, have no idea how to make my own capsules. Thanks, Rob."
She's a good sport. I was joking with her about the new female libido patch.
Oh, good.
I wanted her to try it out. But if it's a pre-mixed formula you're looking for, there are still a lot of them out there with respect to the ephedra ones. The issue is making sure you're getting real ephedrine alkaloids and a cost-effective product. That, given companies selling ephedra, still they need to carry absurdly expensive insurance, which is an expense they pass on to you, the consumer.
Right.
It's sad, but it's just one of the reasons I look for pure ephedrine hydrochloride. Nevertheless, you asked about cost-effective ephedra. So a product that includes caffeine was also on your list, no problem. If you head on over to Amazon.com, you'll find a product called Diablos, ECA Fire. You get 100 caps for $27.48 a bottle, with a whopping 50 milligrams of ephedra. And that's derived from Seda cordifolia, not Ma Huang. There's 225 milligrams of caffeine and other goodies in there. It is a strong, long-lasting thermogenic. And yes, I've used it, so I can speak from experience. Seda cordifolia contains a unique combination of ephedrine alkaloids. It also contains tannins and some phytosterols that lead to a gentler rise and fall in energy levels versus straight pharmaceutical ephedrine, which is usually composed of 2 stereoisomers. There are 6. And that's part of the reason why AST Research, when they introduced ephedrine back in the late 80s, they did so under the trade name Dimetadrine 25, if you'll remember. dye referring to the two stereoisomers of ephedrine they used. So depending upon your tolerance, you likely only need one cap a day, Angela. I personally used it and found it to be quite strong, which is saying something given my history with ephedrine. So I hope that helps.
There you go. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. If you're not getting the Blueprint Bulletin, you're really, it's like going to the buffet, but only bringing one plate. Why'd you show up at the buffet if you're just going to eat once? You listen to the show, now pick up the bulletin, and listen to the discussions that happen between the shows. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today to get your free issue. We'll be right back.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now, AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. The next question comes from Michael Dotti. Said, the Blueprint Bulletin, is there a way buy, I guess you say, a way to buy individual back issues? Same question. If I can't afford to subscribe now, do you know of any quality headphones? I have a hard time with the headphones lasting more than 2 to 3 weeks. The wires seem to get shortened out just from walking. I guess that's from repeatedly being bending when my legs move. I don't know about spending big money on Bluetooth and definitely not into putting the iPod in, on my arm. If you know of a practical bomb-proof brand, I'm all ears, no pun intended, obviously. And there was the last question. There was a Blueprint Power Hour on nootropics that I stopped listening to so I could take notes on it later, then completely forgot which episode it was. Do you or Carl remember? Also, thanks for bringing the weighted plank back into my consciousness. What an amazing exercise. Been using it as a finisher for the last 2 weeks. Thanks for all your hard work and dedication to spreading knowledge.
Yeah, I'll take these in order. On the Blueprint Bulletin, yeah, you know, we discussed it before. Back issues are available for sale if you can't subscribe now. They're generally $20 an issue, given it's $15 a month to subscribe, or $127 for the year. Two, I do wear headphones in the gym, but there's no iPod or other device attached.
You just don't want people to bother you.
Exactly. It's just for show. But there's another reason I don't blast music in my ears, and it's this. And when you start
Rob, are you there? Rob, we miss you. You said when you start what?
Performing inverted.
Right.
Or unilateral work. You notice right real fast how it disturbs your balance. In other words, the vestibular system in your inner ear is responsible for balance, and you can do a number on it with headphones.
Uh-huh.
So Seth Spanner suggested, while they're not super cheap, 60 Rocketfish makes a great sounding set of Bluetooth headphones. So I don't know. I've never used them.
You know what? I hate them all. I got to be honest with you. I bought ones that I think are made by a company called Rhino. I'm not sure if that's true, but they almost look like shoelaces instead of wire, because they're tangle free. Like they never end up in a ball where you're sitting there for a half hour trying to untangle them. And as a result, they're very durable. My big problem is when I do certain moves, like dumbbell pullovers, one of them always falls out of my ear. Or if I'm reaching up to do a pull up or something like that, one of them always gets pushed out of my ear. So I end up getting frustrated and taking the damn things off and throwing them on the floor. So yeah. I've yet to find a truly ergonomically properly designed set of earphones to this day. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're more trouble than they're worth.
Okay, Joe Nasrallah says, "Hey, Carl and Rob. I've heard Rob talk about doing heavy rack pulls and static holds in the past. I'm wondering what the proper starting bar position is, as I've read that some guys start just below the kneecap while others a few inches above. Also, is there a value in performing rack pulls as multiple sets of low reps, or should they be done strictly as static holds to derive the most benefit? Thanks as always. Keep up the great work on SHR and the Blueprint Power Hour."
Yeah, it depends largely on your goal. As traditional rack pull, it's more of a shortened deadlift. It's designed to assist and overload the muscle groups for that lift. And that variation is done from just below the knee, whereas the top range rack pull with static hold that I talk about is purely an exercise and overload. And there, the bar is positioned just 1 or 2 inches below lockout, wherein you hoist and hold the heaviest weight possible. And, you know, believe me, you will find out what a difference that range of motion makes, meaning the difference from below the knee to just, you know, the very top of the lift, 1 to 2 inches below lockout. So remember, overload is absolutely essential to muscle growth, and I use that top range rack pull with the static hold to light up my central nervous system just prior to performing full range lifts. It's also excellent for hardening the entire physique and building a monster back from your traps down to your erectors. Both of those variations are great movements. Both build thickness and density like few other lifts. There's value in multiple sets of 3 to 5 reps as well as the static holds. Again, it largely boils down to your goal. If pure central nervous system conditioning and hardening of the physique is your game, 2 static holds in the strongest range is your ticket. If it's more hypertrophy and assisting in the full range deadlift, rack pulls from below the knee for multiple sets of 3 to 5 reps are likely your better solution. So I hope that helps, Joe.
You know, I'm scared of rack pulls, depending on how tall you are. Those pins don't always line up exactly where they need to be. And if and doing rack pulls in the wrong groove, so to speak, because, well, the pins only come up to here, or if I put them here, they're way up above, is really dangerous for your back. So
yeah.
I'm a big fan of something that Wade Johnson talks about. And it's more natural to do them this way, because when the bar sits across those two pins, it has a flex in it because the weight is hanging on each side. Wade talks about doing rack pulls on blocks. So you have wooden blocks, or maybe depending on the kind of weight that you're using, you may be able to find something in the gym. A lot of people are using those. A lot of gyms now have those little platforms. They're square, and you can jump up on them if you're doing those plyometric type moves, and you do step ups on them. If you can find two of those that suit your height needs, you can load the bar up and have the plate sitting on that as opposed to the floor. And then when you pull it, the bar has a more natural flex to it. It'll start to flex as it comes up, just it would as if it came off the floor.
So, yeah, I always favorite suspending the bar from chains.
That's the best, but that's the hard one to find chains in an average gym today.
Yeah, very true.
Okay, the next question comes from Catherine Esperlman. She says, "Hi, Carl. Here is my question. What goal should I set for myself? I want to push myself to the next level of fitness, plus look great in a bikini, of course, but don't know what specific goals to shoot for or how to determine, measure a specific goal for myself. I think I need something on paper to strive for." And I know you put a lot of effort into sending this to her, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, first off, and for the record, Catherine shared an incredibly inspirational story, I think, with both of us, as to her background, right? She started at age, 35.
Right.
And in five short years, she went from a self-described skinny fat cardio queen to a lean, curvy looker, my words, who looks better than she did in her 20s than she did, she looks better now.
Than she did in her 20s, 40, right.
She did in her 20s, which were her husband's words. So, she got there by working hard, but wants more. And she's already accomplished so much, competing in sprint duathlons and improving her times every year, placing in the top three, 5K runs, and she's built up some pretty impressive strength. For a 127-pound female, right, she can deadlift 140, shoulder press 65 pounds, and squat 100.
Right.
Pull-ups, she says, are still a challenge. She's using a band to still assist her, but at just 14% body fat, I think she's got a golden opportunity here to improve a couple of things. So here's how I see it. Catherine's new goals to be achieved in the next 12 months are as follows. One, build that squat up, one rep max absolute strength from 100 pounds to 150, improving strength where it matters most, the legs. Two, be able to perform 5 unassisted pull-ups. And three, accomplish all of that, both of those goals, while improving her times in either those annual duathlons or the neighborhood 5Ks. Now, here's my rationale behind this. What needs to be brought more into balance for Catherine is strength. Not the kind of CrossFit insanity, extreme, whatever you want to call it these days, strength, right, which is just throwing everything but the kitchen sink in, making people sweat and feel like they did a lot. But good old-fashioned absolute strength. It's the base of all fitness. When you apply that to the squat, her entire metabolism is going to benefit. That's why it's called the king of all lifts, in part. She's going to build more muscle everywhere, stimulate fat loss, and improve bone density. Ditto for the goal of performing unassisted chins. Ladies that are as lean as she is right now have a golden opportunity to perform chin-ups. That's going to give her the upper body strength that's lacking in most women. It absolutely needs to be pursued, in my opinion. And striving for that goal, by the way, when you're squatting big and being able to run your 5Ks within the same or a better amount of time kind of auto-regulates the fact from just allowing you to eat big and squat big, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Her legs and upper body are going to be radically stronger at roughly the same body fat percentage. Her times should improve tremendously. Here's the reason. You give me two identical runners. Now make one of them 10% stronger. I'll show you a faster runner every time. And the same's going to be true for Catherine. The goal of being able to perform 5 unassisted pull-ups is further going to keep her body fat levels in check, and the bikini-shaped body is going to take care of itself once she achieves those goals. After that, she's, and I have no doubt she's going to achieve this, she's going to want more. I could see it in her emails. The recommendation to purchase Convict Conditioning and Brooks Cubic's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training to achieve, in part, those 5 bodyweight shins is not without some thought on my part, because she's somebody that is going to be training for a lifetime. And
as should everybody be.
As should everybody be.
Right.
But, you know, you need to ask yourself the question sooner or later, am I going to be, you know, do I see myself squatting and deadlifting huge numbers when I'm 80, 75 or 80? Maybe. But the chances you're going to be able to perform one-arm push-ups, pull-ups, or advanced variations of calisthenics are a lot better. Hardcore bodyweight training can give you that. It's something to consider. And there's nothing cooler, in my opinion, than an 80-year-old man doing chin-ups.
And I'll tell you something else. I don't care how terrible you feel as you age. You always will be better off if you train hard, especially when it comes to resistance training. You know what? None of us are going to avoid aging. But you know what? I know for a fact that when I pass, I will have lived more days because of my lifestyle than had I not had this lifestyle. I'm very confident of that. That doesn't mean that I'm going to live to be 120 while that's my goal, but I know that I'm definitely doing the right thing.
So. Your quality of life have improved tremendously. Too.
And you know what proves that? Every time I leave the gym, I feel so friggin' good. It's unbelievable. So.
Amen. I wish you could bottle those endorphins.
Yeah. All right. Do we have more to give to Catherine, or is that it?
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge she's accomplished some incredible things in just 5 years, but I personally think she has a lot of room to run with the weights, with her strength levels, and by focusing on making what's weak right now strong, which means her absolute strength in the squats and pull-ups, while bringing her 5K times down, for example, she's going to take it to the next level. And the goal of adding that much strength in a year, that's aggressive, but it's doable with the tools that I've given to her, and I have every confidence she'll achieve them, given what ticks inside of her, which you can't buy at GNC.
I like that. All right, let's do this. Let's take our next commercial break. Actually, the blueprint tip of the day looks like it's going to be an answer to Sam Johnson, right, about creatine.
It looks like it.
Yeah, because we can always revisit the most well-founded, most effective supplement in the world, which is creatine. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rob Riggish, author of the Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin. Today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Stay tuned through the next hour when we are joined by Dr. George Haddad. And we're going to talk about the effects of alcohol on the heart. You've heard me talk about this a little bit on Casual Friday, and every chance I get to inject the fact that alcohol has some damaging effects on the heart that need to be well understood, especially if you're an athlete. If you're one of these people who says, hey, I want to squat, I want to bench press, I want to deadlift, and I'm 44 years old, alcohol may not be your friend. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Okay. So Sam Johnson sends in a question, and Sam actually works in the supplement industry, as he says here. He'd like to be able to describe the process of creatine in our bodies. I've heard the typical creatine has a process that goes through, that it takes around 2 to 3 hours. Anyway, could you please explain the process in our body of what is happening and if it has anything to do with ATP, ADP, or creatine phosphate? I appreciate it kindly. Also, can you explain the Krebs cycle if time permits? There you go, Rob.
Excellent question. I got so many questions this week. I wanted to get them in. Didn't have a chance to do the blueprint tip of the day, but maybe we can work this in. And FYI, Rob Dietz, I'll get you your answer off air since we had so many questions this week. But with respect to creatine, you know, the best way to explain creatine to the general public, in my opinion, is to boil it down to 3 talking points. One, it's a naturally produced compound by the body, and it's made from 3 amino acids, arginine, glycine, and methionine.
You hear that, NC2A? It's not anabolic steroids. Sorry.
Right. 2, it results in more ATP, or adenosine triphosphate, stored in your muscle tissue. And ATP is simply the chemical energy that's used for everything from blinking your eyelids to lifting weights. And 3, when you take supplemental creatine, yes, it results in much higher levels of that chemical energy being available versus, you know, eating just food alone, and it results in increased levels of size and strength. Now, you can talk all day to the consumer about how the phosphagen or the ATP phosphocreatine system rapidly resynthesizes ATP from ADP via the phosphocreatine
kinase cycle,
through a reversible reaction with creatine kinase, yada, yada. But, you know, does any of that really stick? No. It's just going to confuse them. If you boil it down to just those three talking points, I think the consumer will have an easier time understanding it, and they'll be able to make an educated decision as to whether or not it's right for them. Insofar as the Krebs cycle is concerned, you know, that's another, it's best described as a series of chemical reactions that's used by all aerobic organisms that generates energy, and it does that through the oxidation of acetate derived from the carbs, fats, and proteins that you eat into carbon dioxide. Like creatine, you can get heavy into the chemical gobbledygook about all of it, but it serves to either one, you'll lose the general public, two, they'll be put off by it, or three, both, usually three. So here's what they need to know about the Krebs cycle, a lot like creatine. I boil it down to 3 points. One, it's another mechanism by which ATP can be generated. Two, dicreatine malate, which is creatine bound to malic acid, is a form of creatine that contains the Krebs cycle intermediate malic acid. And three, dicreatine malate is a form of creatine that's more soluble in water than creatine monohydrate. It may be more appropriate for those people who don't tolerate monohydrate due to, you know, GI distress or whatever. Here's the bottom line. Creatine boosts your body's ability to store more chemical energy. That's the easiest way I can put it. The Krebs cycle is yet another energy pathway through which that chemical energy, ATP, can be generated. Consumers can quickly realize the best of both worlds by using either liberal amounts of creatine mono in apple juice, which contains, apple juice contains, an 8-ounce glass contains about 0.5 gram of malic acid, or they can take dicreatine malate, which is creatine bound to malic acid. They can derive the benefits of both. So that's how I would explain it, Sam, to your typical customer. Again, you can gloss people over. A lot of people try to impress others.
I think he just wants to be able to explain it because he feels an obligation as being in the industry that he needs to be able. And what I've learned, that if you've learned anything from listening to the show, is analogies work better than direct science quite often in conveying this stuff to people. You know, and so what you really need to do is explain to them that your muscles use adenosine triphosphate with every single contraction, and they need to be it needs to be replenished, and creatine is the direct precursor to that. And that's it. And that, you know, so the more creatine in the muscle, the longer they can work harder. You know, back in the day, it used to be, you'll get that one or two extra reps that you wouldn't have gotten, had you not been, using creatine. And those one or two extra reps will push the muscles into a zone that they weren't prepared to be, which would cause more muscle growth. So it's not the creatine that caused the more muscle growth. It's the advanced work that you'll be able to do because you use the creatine.
Very well put.
And you know what? I always thought the Krebs cycle was the bicycle that Maynard G. Krebs rode in the Dobie Gillis show back in the day. So now you've taught me what the Krebs cycle is, too.
You
remember Dobie Gillis?
No, I've never heard of him.
Oh, Dobie Gillis was a black and white TV show when I was a kid. And Maynard G. Krebs was played by the then Bob Denver before he started Gilligan's Island. And he played a beatnik. He had a little goatee, and he was this beatnik. And his name was Maynard G. Krebs. And so I thought I would throw the Krebs cycle was his bicycle joke in. But obviously, no one in the audience knew what I was talking about, including you.
Before my time. You made me feel young, brother.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's my goal, to make everybody younger. So there you go. I succeeded. All right. Well, listen, thanks to everybody for the good questions that they sent in. Of course,
yeah,
thanks
absolutely.
To Rob for his hard work on the Blueprint Power Hour. Show him some love and go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad and get a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. See what you've been missing. Rob, thanks so much for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Privilege and a pleasure every week.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. George Haddad on. We're going to talk about alcohol consumption, what you really need to know about it and what it does to your heart, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Stay tuned. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation. No kidding.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, now we're going to bang a drum that's very, very popular with me, as you know. In a moment, we're going to be joined by Dr. Georges Haddad. He's a professor at the Howard University in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about alcohol, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and how it affects the body and the heart. Because, as you know, I've talked about my own alcohol consumption openly on the show. Not that I have a problem, but I do enjoy a glass of wine with dinner from time to time. But I am actually abstaining from that because my training is more important right now. And I've always suspected that alcohol plays a role in several different dysfunctions of the heart. How you doing, Dr. Haddad? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good, good, good. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So let's start off, first of all, your group basically did a meta-analysis, correct?
Yes.
And how many studies did you pull in to this meta-analysis?
Well, when we did that study, we had almost about 100 or so references cited that we collected, and those are the most relevant ones, actually, so that are targeting mostly the heart function with the alcohol usage.
Okay. So, you know, it's very popular in society today for those of us who enjoy alcohol to somehow convince ourselves that we are actually doing something beneficial for the body by drinking alcohol. As it relates to the heart, what did you find out?
Well, indeed, when you are drinking alcohol chronically and in amounts that are excessive, these would have a severe damaging effect on the heart, and these effects cramp on you. They are like silent killers. And what we have found is that your chances of surviving a myocardial ischemia or chances of developing atherosclerosis and cholesterol increases with heavy alcohol. Nevertheless, we have shed the light here also, to be fair, on the good effects that few people talk about of alcohol, and this is only found when you drink it in moderation. And when you say moderation, it's one drink a day, three, four times a week by most. And when you do that, the risks of improving your cardiac function, the effect of improving your cardiac functions become more obvious. And this is basically on if you're dealing with hypertensive or diabetes and people that develop atherosclerosis, the low effect of alcohol exposure is beneficial in that matter. It decreases your blood pressure, it relaxes your vessels, it decreases cholesterol through different mechanisms, and increases your cardiac function as a whole.
So are you, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this, so are you saying that if an individual drinks moderately, so 3 to 4 times a week, one drink, you know, and when we talk about one drink, we're talking about a few ounces of wine or a drink containing 1 ounce of hard liquor.
Yes.
They would actually be healthier, heart-wise, than had they never touched alcohol in their lives.
Yeah, this is what is showing up in the on the clinical side as well on the basic science side where, you know, work has been done on different models for alcoholism. That it's more on the prevention side, if you want to talk about it this way. It doesn't make you healthier. It just become your system, your body system becomes better engage when it comes, for example, to myocardial ischemia, like strokes and things like that. Your risk of developing a second stroke decreases. Your survival after stroke improve if you are on the low end of the alcohol consumption.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But definitely that exacerbates and becomes worse when you are on the moderate to high alcohol exposure and becomes really exponentially worse.
Yeah, so what you're saying is, there's a very, very thin line, but
yes.
Then once you cross that line, it's not a linear increase, it's an exponential increase in the risks increasing.
You're correct. And that's where the dilemma is in the society. And a lot of studies have been shy of showing that because they don't want to be shown as promoting alcoholism or anything of that sort.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I think that many researchers go exactly the opposite and don't want to trash alcohol for fear of reprisals. Because let's face it, we have had a love affair. In fact, I did a show years ago called Our Love Affair with Alcohol. We have had a love affair with alcohol since recorded history. Mm-hmm. And when you look at historic documents and historic information, we have been consuming alcohol forever and ever and ever, and we are not about to give it up. So don't, and you know, so don't tell me it's bad for me kind of attitude is out there. And anybody who tries to talk badly about alcohol finds the heavy hand of reprisal coming down on them, both from the community that embraces loving alcohol to the research out there that shows that, well, it may have some moderate health benefits too.
Right. I mean, the societal side of the research is heavy on, no, you have to, alcohol is good for you, but the basic science and the scientific research has been heavy on how bad alcohol is for you, especially in the heart and the liver and the kidney and the brain. If you look at the literature and go to and look at what's coming out on, in the sciences, it's all about the bad effect of the heart, and it's legit. It's so legitimately so.
And you know, I have a feeling that the older you get, the potential risks, as you point out, become exponentially higher. I believe that the older you get, these the magnification of these risks increases as well, because the heart is starting to already show signs of wear and tear without the introduction of the things that alcohol potentially can do, which I want to get into right after this break here. Sure. So do you think that that's true? The older you become, you have to be even more diligent about not crossing that line?
True, and the risk becomes more amplified, and the slope that we talked about, the exponential slope, becomes even steeper.
Yeah, and this is my suspicion. What I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break, sure. Dr. Haddad, and when we come back, I want to start talking about the individual research. There's one in particular that I'm hoping you're familiar with about the effects on myocardial mitochondria and calcium channel effects of alcohol consumption. We're talking with Dr. Georges Haddad. He is associate professor at Howard University in Washington, D.C. We're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of alcohol. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this one. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. And Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltriantC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C, 21st century vitamin C.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Georges Haddad from Howard University in Washington, D.C. about the good, the bad, and the ugly of alcohol. Dr. Haddad, are you familiar with the research that shows that alcohol consumption causes these little tethers, if you will, strands of some sort of protein that pull the calcium closer to the mitochondria of cardiomyocytes, actually causing dysfunction in the contractile ability of the calcium channel? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yes. These are studies which are done with to show the detrimental effect of alcohol on the cardiac function, and the, you know, the only job of the heart is to pump, and if you disrupt that function at any level, you know, you're disrupting the function of the heart and all the consequences that comes out of it. Calcium per se is very vital for the cardiac function. Without calcium, or any change in calcium level, would affect deeply the function of the heart, which is contraction. Now, these molecules would disable the heart to recapture calcium in what we call the cytoplasm, which is the fluid inside the cells. And therefore, that will maintain a higher level of calcium in the cells, which is detrimental.
It causes a greater degree of excitatory reflex to the myocyte.
Right.
So,
right.
And this has been linked already to a variety of different rhythm dysfunctions. Correct?
Yeah, arrhythmias, rhythm dysfunction. It raises your level of susceptibility to what we call arrhythmias, which is rhythm dysfunction, as well as raises your susceptibility for cell death, which is a highly important issue there, because you remember we are born with a certain limited number of heart cells, and we are most likely going to die with the same number. The heart is not an organ that regenerates itself. Like,
well, I would have to respectfully suppose something different to that statement. We know now, especially through a lot of work done by Novartis, that the heart has the ability to rebuild up to 50%, but it requires certain mechanisms to be put in place, certain growth factors, neonatal genetic switches to be flipped, and so on. But we do have the ability to regenerate some portion of the heart. We see this in the encroachment of necrotic tissue by new tissue that has been used, has been shown in some of the thymus and beta 4 research.
Absolutely. However, the rate at which it happens in the heart is extremely long. And there you can spend your lifetime, unless those factors, you artificially induce them in heavy amount, that would not happen in a normal individual lifetime. So basically what the stem cell regeneration process that you're talking about, it occurs, but it is not clear, near or close to what happens in other organs such as the liver. Having said that, any necrotic effect would have a damaging, long-term damaging effect on the heart itself, which by itself lead to what we call arrhythmias that are based on conduction blocks.
Right. Right. So let's talk about something now. And in the average person, who is not putting a great deal of stress on their heart. Some of these changes in calcium channel function and mitochondria function may go completely unnoticed. But what about in an individual, say, a 40-year-old, 50-year-old runner, a 40 or 50-year-old a weight trainer, somebody who is putting their body to a test and requires the full capacity of heart function? Do you think that these changes then become potentially more worrisome?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why. Because these individuals, which are high-performance individuals, their performance or increased performance is based on the fact that they can use calcium more efficiently than I can, a normal, non-highly performant individual. And the bottom line of that is how much calcium they can recoup back so that that calcium is ready for the other, for the subsequent contraction, subsequent pumping of the heart. If that recouping of calcium is strong, then they can perform better than if not. And what the alcohol does, heavy alcohol does, is just it shunts or shuts down heavily how much calcium is recouped back, so that when the heart is pumping again, it cannot release enough calcium, and therefore their contractility, their force of contraction, diminishes substantially more so in them than in a normal individual. So they are at a higher risk.
Does alcohol affect the potassium channel, which obviously is reciprocal to calcium, right? So, I mean, magnesium relaxes the heart, and calcium contracts the heart.
Potassium does too.
Okay. Is there also changes on the other electrolyte sides as well?
We haven't done, and there's not enough research done on the potassium end or on magnesium end, but we have some preliminary data to show that there is modulation of the potassium channels and potassium hemodynamics at the cellular level that warrant further investigation. And basically what potassium channel activity does is relaxes the heart. The higher the potassium activity, the faster the relaxation, which is better. But what alcohol does, it does prolong that relaxation by inhibiting potassium activity. And this is similar what you see in heart failure. In heart failure, the potassium activity is slowed down, that the heart becomes proarrhythmic just because it doesn't relax as fast.
So, are there any morphological changes that occur from high alcohol consumption, perhaps hypertrophy or even other changes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with excessive alcohol, you always end up with dilated cardiomyopathy. A dilated heart is a heart that has a bigger cavity, a bigger ventricle that collects blood in it, but at the same time, the muscle is weaker, becomes weaker, in a way that it does not, the heart is not able to eject.
Almost like a giant aneurysm.
Yeah, and exactly. And the heart does not have enough power to eject what's in it to produce an efficient cardiac output. And beside that, morphologically, there are more things that happen in the structure of the heart itself. There is more fibrin collection. There is, we have made a study on human hearts in 2008, where we have seen an increase in the accumulation of structural, if you want to call them, proteins like beans,
right,
that prohibit, that are not good for the function of the heart in a way. If you have more of these titins and alike proteins, they will inhibit the function or make it less efficient in pumping blood.
So these are some of the bad things that alcohol does. We talked about some of the good, which is in the event of an ischemic event, assuming that you are drinking the modest amount of alcohols that are required, that actually could allow you to bounce back quicker or at least survive the ischemic event. And so my only statement to that is this. There are other things that would provide that same prophylactic value in the case of an ischemic event, for instance, fish oil, or so I don't feel like you have to go to alcohol for that. I don't think that alcohol possesses something unique that says, well, we get this only from alcohol, so it's worth the risk of that. A lot of the benefits of alcohol can be obtained by other things in our diet, correct?
Well, yeah, I'm not arguing against that at all. It's just like it's alcohol does not replace. It's not a drug to use.
Right.
You know, the bottom line is it's not a medicine to anything, even prophylactically. I think the study we're trying to shed the light on is that alcohol, if you use it in moderation, or if you decide on your own to use it in moderation, okay, you can provide yourself with a better prophylactic or preventive status for MI or strokes. But it's definitely not a case where we are advocating that use alcohol as a drug to improve your system.
Right.
And definitely not.
And I want to talk about the heart just a little bit long, because I know that there are other things that you learned about alcohol and body function and systemic function. Can we talk about that as well in a moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Does alcohol affect the QT interval by any chance?
Well, it does, especially on the excessive side. Yeah, it does. The QT interval is a time during which the heart is contracting, right? And if with the excessive alcohol you have a disturbance in the contraction where it prolongs that, it prolongs the time the heart contracts, which is due to a lack of proper relaxation.
Right.
And here we go to the potassium story.
Right.
Now, then you would lead to a prolongation of the QT interval, which is known to be proarrhythmic by itself as well.
And the reason I point that out is because right now there are a lot of things in the news that are getting a lot of publicity, and I say deserved, high caffeine consumption and these energy drinks, and they're pointing at the fact that they increase the QT interval, which puts a person at risk, because mm-hmm. during that interval, that is when something can happen, dangerous, that can throw the heart into an irreversible rhythm change that you could have sudden death from. And clearly alcohol does this as well, but yet we don't have everybody mm-hmm. writing any demon papers about, well, alcohol, you know, alters QT interval because of the changes in calcium, potassium, magnesium channels, and so on. But clearly, the same could be said about alcohol that can be said about energy drinks today.
Absolutely. And the energy drinks, all they do, they intensify the effect of any alcohol. So when you're adding energy drinks to the alcohol and mixing them up, you are putting yourself at a very high risk.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I don't know. It's absurd in a way from my end to see that happening on the scale that it is happening. You know, all the young people going after energy drinks and then
there's a triple whammy to it, and a lot of people don't even think about this. I mean, when whoever came up with the idea of putting Red Bull in alcohol must have said, what kind of a drink can we make that can push our heart to the nth limit to see just to see how far we can go? There's one other thing that no one takes into account. Forget about the changes in calcium channel and activity in the heart, mm-hmm. then multiplied by a demand for the heart to beat faster metabolically because of the caffeine. But these sugar-free drinks, the ones that have... okay, so it's natural for the heart to need more glucose when it's busy. And on top of that, some of these drinks, because of the combination of alcohol and other things, they cause an insulinogenic response, which causes almost a hypoglycemic event to occur at the same time when the heart is going, I need more fuel, what are you doing to me?
Yes, yes. And actually, when you drink a lot of alcohol, you're setting the electrical activity of your heart to a higher standard, higher level, that the heart has a autoregulatory mechanism to keep that from crossing the bridge into arrhythmias. But if you add the energy drinks, which act synergistically, not additively, synergistically, which is amplification factor there, then what you're doing, your body system cannot protect you anymore, and
right.
you're kind of pushing your heart to go beyond its limits. It's like, you know, when you get buzzed by an electrical shock, right, and you can sustain that, but if I give you an electrical shock with an amplifier in it, then whatever your painkillers can do for you, your natural painkillers can do for you, will not sustain that.
Right.
That big buzzer.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the other biological effects of alcohol. We're talking with Dr. Georges Haddad, but talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of alcohol consumption. You know what? Lots of people, including me, like a glass of wine from time to time, but I won't lie to myself and say, oh, I'm doing myself a great service by drinking alcohol. A life without alcohol is better than a life with alcohol. Now, granted, I'm going to drink again because I'm not somebody who's saying you should abstain from it. But what I am saying is don't be fooled. Don't be lulled into some sense of confidence that your drinking is doing something beneficial for you. Okay? You got to take the good with the bad. And we'll talk about the ugly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked.
Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altriantc.com. That's altriantc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altriantc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Georges Haddad from Howard University about the good, the bad, and the ugly of alcohol consumption. Now, we were focusing on the heart a little while ago, and clearly it's a critical discussion. It's important to understand that alcohol does cause problems for the heart. What other biological processes, what other organ systems, obviously we know the liver has been well understood. What else would surprise people that the heart could be having an effect, good, bad, or ugly?
Well, the first organ that comes to mind is your brain.
Bingo. Thank you.
You know, the brain is highly susceptible for oxygenated blood flow, and the nerves' activity in the brain are highly intertwined together. Any disruption in the electrical activity caused by alcohol would damage the processing of that activity and the way your brain function.
Doesn't alcohol cause increase oxidative stress to the body?
Yes, it does. Heavy alcohol, it will release your superoxides, and your body system defenses will not be able to get rid of them. And you know how bad it is to have those superoxides in your bloodstream and in the tissues.
Right. Okay, so, and at the same time, isn't it true that not only does alcohol consumption, we're talking about increased alcohol consumption. We're not talking about one glass a week or two glasses a week of the what is considered a glass or a shot. But those who drink a lot of alcohol regularly, isn't it also understood that at the same time, while it increases oxidative stress, it can also deplete the body of some critical antioxidants and their contribution to maybe arresting some of that oxidative stress?
Yes. I would be worried about that, depleting the body of antioxidant, which are actually stimulated by certain proteins in the cells, which we call them the pro-survival proteins. One of them we mentioned in the paper that we just published is the NRF2 that would improve your antioxidant power. But with heavy alcohol, that NRF2 activity drops down, decreases to a level that your antioxidant power is reduced to a minimum. And with alcohol producing superoxides that will damage your body organs and also increase your lipid peroxidation leading to atherosclerosis, the alcohol, excessive alcohol, has a free will damage on your organs without being prevented by any antioxidant balance to it.
Now the $64,000 question, actually, Dr. Haddad, $64,000 means nothing in this day and age. But anyway, I'm just dating myself here. So many people out there have a tug of war with, well, alcohol is good for my insulin resistance. No, alcohol is bad. Were you able to extrapolate any clearly defined proof that alcohol consumption affects blood sugar status and or insulinogenic response of the pancreas and or insulin resistance in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I cannot speak to the details of these pancreatic mechanisms, but I can say that definitely when you have an excessive alcohol blood levels, you are taxing your insulin resistance, right? You're putting more load on your insulin body system to work properly. And therefore, I would presume that, yes, you are not preventing, but actually you are damaging your diabetic status.
Yeah, I have a good friend who is convinced that his alcohol consumption contributes nothing to the fact that he has type 2 diabetes, and he does eat healthy, but the only thing he does is he drinks every single day. And then I have another friend who tells me he is also type 2 diabetic, and he says, when I drink the next morning when I take my blood sugar, he goes, it's ridiculously high. He goes, if I stop drinking for a few days, my blood sugar is normalized. It's down in the 80s. So that tells me, anecdotally, I mean, I know that's an N equals 1 research paper, but that tells me anecdotally that one guy eats healthy and exercises, but he consumes a lot of alcohol, and he is now diabetic. The other guy who was diagnosed diabetic got off the alcohol, reversed his status, but on the days that he drinks alcohol, the next morning his blood sugar is very high.
Yeah, I mean, the key word you said is that when he measures his blood alcohol, when he stops, right?
When his blood sugar, yes, yes.
Yeah, blood sugar drops down when he stops, actually. Let's go back a little bit. When you're not drinking, you're diabetic, you're struggling with getting rid of the glucose in your system.
Right.
And when you add alcohol, which is gonna ramp up your glucose load, right? Now, at this point, your system is faced with a greater job to get rid of the more glucose you're loading your system with. Now, at that time, if your system is geared up a little bit to increase the insulin secretion so that you can get rid of that extra glucose in your body, when you stop drinking and you stop the intake of glucose to your system, your body is on a high roller level to get rid of the glucose. Of course, your glucose level is going to drop down for a bit. But I can guarantee you, if your friend waits few days, his glucose level is going to ramp up to his diabetic level again.
Mm.
It's just he's putting his insulin system at a high roller for a little bit, and the insulin system does not come back in a second as soon as you stop alcohol drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take time to readjust itself.
Right.
Right? And it's a temporary fix. It's not a long-term fix or any short-term fix. It's just a temporary few days long.
Interesting. So what other systems does alcohol compromise? What comes next?
Beside the brain, the liver.
And the brain is an important one. I mean, obviously that's not, I mean, that's probably as important, if not more important than the heart. Because let's face it, once your brain is gone and your heart keeps beating, you're still dead. So.
Well, the most important thing about the brain I would like to point out is your sympathetic system is up.
Ah.
You know, if your sympathetic system is up with any agent, alcohol is one, but any agent, if you keep it up for a long chronic time, it's known to induce heart failure, among other things.
Yeah, because the heart becomes less responsive. We've actually talked about this indirectly. Mm-hmm. We did a show last year about the effects of a pacemaker to correct a dysrhythmia,
mm-hmm,
by pacing the heart long term. And my supposition was, well, perhaps if people engage in moderate walking for an hour a day regularly, that pacing would also help. And he agreed. And what we learned from that study was individuals who are producing a lot of neurotransmitters that are designed to constantly excite the heart,
mm-hmm,
eventually the heart becomes deaf to them, if you will. So it requires the body to produce higher levels and higher levels until the body gets to the point where it cannot keep the heart beating on its own.
Absolutely, and to the point, if it's known, a lot of research has been done and clinical evidence shows that if you chronically stimulate your heart at a high level of sympathetically, your heart would end up being hypertrophied. It enlarges in size because, of course, as you just said, it becomes less responsive in a way. And one way to for the heart to adjust to that is, well, I'm not pumping enough. I need to increase my muscle size,
right,
so I can pump more. And the heart hypertrophies unnecessarily and becomes dilated and leads to heart failure and arrhythmogenic events.
Yeah, yeah. What I want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to discuss whether or not these changes in the heart are acute and reversible, or once they occur, you're destined to suffer from them for the rest of your life. We're talking with Dr. Georges Haddad about the good, the bad, and the ugly of alcohol. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power.
Power Patch. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Dr. Haddad.
Yes, sir.
These morphological changes, which obviously of the heart, that seem to be the most concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're structural changes of the heart. Which include the node that's responsible for regulating the beat of the heart. Are these changes reversible once the individual ceases alcohol consumption for a long enough period of time?
Well, there is a progression of the, it's like hypertension. It's a silent process going in your body that you're not aware of. And this starts with what we call compensatory mechanisms to compensate for damages that alcohol has been doing to the heart, and of course this is the excess of alcohol. And the body has a certain limit to which it can respond in terms of antioxidant, in terms of antiplatelet, in terms of increasing the muscle size to improve cardiac function, and so on and so forth. However, at one point, that it will be exceeded, and this is what we end up in the decompensated phase of the progression of the disease that leads definitely to heart failure unless intervened early on in the process. Now, the problem is we don't know when that crossing the river occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows as of yet because it's individualized. My system is different than your system. It could depend on ethnic, on race, on gender, on anything. And we know now that individualized medicine is shedding the light on these differences. So if you're athletic or not athletic, your age also affect all that. So it's going to be very difficult to gauge it on a general population level to say, well, after 6 years, you're going to end up, in irreversible damage. I think the answer for that is going to be with individualized medicine.
Okay. Well, now let me, and I tried to dig this up during the break, and I couldn't find it, and I'm sorry. I would be able to cite the exact study, but one of the things that's always intrigued me is heart failure, because if in the perfect world, if we did everything right and we didn't develop dementia, diabetes, or anything else, eventually we would just die in our sleep because our heart would just stop beating. And that would be the normal, if there could be considered a normal way to die. And so heart failure has really intrigued me for a long time. And one of the things that I learned reading a study once was that pathological changes of the heart can be reversed to physiological changes, including fibrosis and collagen buildup, hypertrophy, and even myopathy under the state of what they considered chronic exercise. And some of these studies that I read did things like aortic clamp to cause the heart to balloon up and become both and hypertrophied, and also develop myopathy in the heart. And then they would remove the clamps, and they would subject these rats to what was considered chronic exercise. In the case of the rats, they were forced to swim over the course of 4 hours, giving them small periods of rest, the equivalent of you or me getting on a treadmill and walking, you know, for hours each day. And over the course of a short period of time, in 6 weeks, they sacrificed the rats and found that the set against the control group that just had the aortic clamp and no exercise, the ones that had exercise, these pathological changes reversed into physiological changes, and the heart fixed itself.
Yeah, and this is a mechanism whereby they did the clamp, the aortic clamp, for a short period of time, enough to induce hypertrophy, and induce other things in the heart to increase its cardiac function. So when they remove the clamp, the heart is at a higher, at an increased function, which we call the compensated phase. I don't believe that they went into the decompensated phase. None of the control animals died shortly after the clamp was taken off. Actually, the rats survived. It's just that their survival, if you have a longevity study, then maybe the exercised one would have survived longer because they were able to revert. Same like in hypertensive people, which is hypertension is similar to the aortic clamp in a way, on its effect on the heart. You give hypertensive people that have blown out, as you say, heart, hypertrophied heart, you give them ACE inhibitors. Their heart, and we have done those studies and published them, their heart would regress to physiological levels. The heart regresses back as the hypertension is subdued. When the tension goes back, the heart doesn't have to work as hard as it used to, and therefore it will go back to normal size. But we have done the same study where we have captured the heart in their decompensated phase, and it was not possible to return back to the physiological level. It's all about the timing.
So getting it in the before it goes into decompensated phase seems to be where the magic is. Is there any outward indication, or when you hit decompensated phase, is that when the individual becomes symptomatic?
Yeah, it's I would say a general marker for that is the ejection fraction. Ejection fraction is how much efficient is the ejection of blood from the heart.
Right.
And when it drops down to below 30% or 35%, you are setting, the heart is already set into failure, and this would be a decompensated phase. Mm-hmm. A normal ejection fraction is above 50, is usually in the 60%. And when it goes down to 35 and below, this is where heart failure is diagnosed, and this is where it will be extremely hard to revert, if it's not possible, with the means we have now, of course,
right,
to revert back to a physiological level.
Yeah. Yeah, you
see, so that gray area in between 60 and 35 or 40 is where you can compensate and where you can the magic can happen.
Yeah, and this is why it's important that people to be aware of these things and start asking themselves questions about their heart function and take into account their alcohol consumption, especially if you're a hard training individual. You know, Dr. Haddad, my audience is made up of individuals who believe. that part of the longevity prescription is rigorous training, exercise, not cardiovascular, resistance training and cardiovascular training, and proper nutrition and getting enough sleep. But we all like to enjoy ourselves.
Yes.
What good is, you know, having a great physique and feeling great if you don't go out and maybe have a drink or two? And I guess the message I want people to understand is to not be fooled into thinking that the alcohol is not doing anything bad to you, that it's okay, it's good, and if I drink a little bit more, it's not that bad. You must be aware that alcohol is a drug and the effects are not always what you want.
Especially for your audience that are athletic and high performance, what we say a moderate or low alcohol exposure might be already in the high for them, because their tolerance for alcohol before damage occurs would be lower, because their body, their heart is hyper functioning. They're putting their heart at a higher voltage, if you want to say.
Yes.
And it doesn't take much to get it into arrhythmia versus a normal individual. So, yeah, definitely your audience would be more on the, should be more on the alert on how much they drink, more so than in a normal individual.
So
definitely.
What does your group hope that the takeaway from, first of all, have you gotten a lot of media coverage about this research?
Yeah, and actually there was a, after you contacted me, there was another group in Europe that are interested in having a profile and discuss this a little further. It seems that they enjoy the wine and alcohol with the heavy cholesterol eating habits more so than we do here. So they want to learn some more on how that interaction is giving them a happy life on according to them. So.
Sure. But I say the French paradox has nothing to do with the diet. It's the fact that the French walk so much more than we do here.
They do.
They're so much more active. But anyway, what do you hope that people take away? Both, you know, we have a lot of clinicians that listen to the show, so both clinicians and lay people, what do you hope they take away from your group's research?
Yeah, a couple of things. The first is that I want to make sure that people understand how and what mechanism heavy alcohol can damage your heart in many ways, in many, many ways. To caution that the low alcohol has beneficial effect, but this is, again, I say the word individualized, because there's no study to show how to gauge what low is good for you on an individual level. As we said, for highly performing individual, that one drink a day should be maybe half a drink a day rather than, you know, so there's no consensus there.
Right.
And the other important thing that we would like to shed the light on is the mechanisms. If we understand how these mechanisms work, we can produce biomarkers that first alert us to the level of the damage, and second, with produce drugs that can shun them off. And the third thing, if we know how alcohol, low alcohol, benefit the heart, actually the mechanism of it, how it does benefit the heart, we can learn a lesson in producing parallel medication, not alcohol-based, but parallel medication that use the same system, but in a more efficient way that doesn't involve alcohol
right.
or addiction.
Which is when people tell me about resveratrol, they say, well, wine has resveratrol. I say, well, just take a resveratrol capsule. It has no alcohol in it. You know, I have an old saying, and it's very crude, Dr. Haddad.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it on the show for a long time. And I use it as an analogy in these types of discussions. I say, look, the undigested pin oats in horse manure probably have some nutritive value. But that doesn't justify eating horse manure. You have to look at what is good about it
Absolutely.
Versus what is bad about it. And if what is bad about it is worse than what is good about it, then you have to say no.
The problem is reside in the critical thinking when you become addicted to something.
Yes.
So when you drink alcohol, your critical thinking doesn't function as you would like it to be. Your critical thinking comes down, and you let go, and you start eating the manures to get to the nutrients.
Yes, right. Yes, you're right. And this show, it's funny. My audience is laughing right now because one of the things I try to pound into everybody's head is when science disagrees with what you know, always go with your critical thinking skills, because
yes.
what you know is more important than what we think.
Because so. How many science has turned out to be wrong?
Right.
through the ages.
Right.
And it's all experimental.
Yes, exactly. And that's why they call it practicing medicine.
Of course.
So, listen, Dr. Haddad, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Same here. Thank you for having me.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Consider that information next time you pour yourself a glass of wine. I am abstaining right now because my training is more important to me, and I'm very proud of that. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Check out the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com and getting a free issue. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Orbit Nutrition carries...